Blog Talk Radio.
After what? After whatever is going on right now in your life, there's going to be glory. God's going to do something with it. He's going to turn it around. He's going to bring you out, and he's going to get glory. And guess what? The glory is not for you. Amen. It's not for me. All glory must go to God. Amen. So you just let the Lord know, when you bring me out of this, there's going to be glory. And that glory goes to you. I don't take any credit for it. I don't take any glory. I don't pretend like I got myself out of what I'm going through. There's going to be glory after this, and you're going to be the one to get it. Amen, amen. Good morning. This is Pastor Stevenson, and thank you for joining us this morning on this Friday, the end of another work week. God has been so good. He has been so gracious and so kind. Amen. If you believe that, if you experience that this week, if you experience that God has been gracious, loving, and kind, then you ought to give him glory. You ought to give him praise. You ought to tell him something good about what he has done in this end in just a couple of days. But we thank God for what he's done and for how he has done it. Amen. Amen. Sunday, we are back Sunday after Resurrection Sunday, and we are dealing with our relationship series, and I just want you to make yourself available to be there. I believe it's going to be a blessing. This Sunday, we're going to be dealing with something pretty different, I think, for a series of this kind. People are always trying to say, "Oh, you know, I want to know God in my relationship. I want to know. I want God to be a part of my relationships, whether they be romantic relationships, friendships, marriage, whatever it is." What we're going to be talking about is, you know, in order to know God, we've got to start learning to know ourselves. I think we've tried to push past the important issue of knowing ourselves and trying to say, "Well, I just want to go ahead and know God," and that's great. But you've got to know yourself, and we are missing the richness of
a relationship with the Lord and with other people because we don't know ourselves. We don't know who we are. We have got to stop, spend some time, understand, get some foundational truths about who we are. How did we matriculate or grow to be the person that we are? You know, deal with the truth of who we are, and not just the desire of who we want to be, but actually the truth of who we are. The only way that we grow, develop, is to actually deal with who we are, not who we wish to be. Many people, we don't see ourselves for who we are truly. We only see ourselves for who we want to be. So, here's an example. You can never come out of debt if you keep seeing yourself as a person who manages money well, which is a person you want to be. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty of your money management, you recognize that you are not at all a good money manager, but you just believe in God to bring you out of debt, wondering why God's not doing it and blaming God for it. Not because you haven't come in contact with the real you, because once you come in contact with the real you, then you are able to deal with the real you. You're able to learn some skills and learn some things about how you need to function as opposed to, you know, how you have been functioning. And so when we recognize where we are, our shortcomings, and how we became this person, what is it in us, then we're able to deal with some things so that we can grow and become who God is calling us to be. And so I want to approach relationships in a different way, because we want to know our spouse. We want to know the person we're dating. We want to know, our friends and that sort of thing. And that's great. And all of that has its place. But if you don't know who you are, then you will be constantly trying to fix your mate, fix your date, and fix the people in your life for a person that doesn't exist. So this is what I desire, this is what I want. You fixing them to be who you need them to be. And then you realize that the person that you're fixing them for does not exist. And now you're in a whole different issue. You're in a whole different problem. And so we want to take some time and really unpack and look at what is this, and how do we recognize who we are and how to best live the life and become and work out the truth of who we are, as opposed to the myths of who we are pretending to be. And so I think it's going to be a great time. It's going to open up some real truths to the people who are there, and it's going to open up some real dialogue with ourselves and God and our friends, our family, whoever. I think it's going to bless you. So you make sure you make it to one of those three services. Amen. 8 a.m., 9:45 East New York location, on Lulac, Pennsylvania, or 11 and Flatlands inside the school auditorium.
So we'd love to have you. Can't wait to see you. Amen.
Amen. Well, as we get ready, run into this Friday, get ourselves ready and open for the weekend. I want to suggest to you that God is looking for you to be honest with yourself, to be truthful with yourself and with where you are. God is not looking for you to pretend or to lie. He wants you to be 100% honest with you, yourself, who you are, where you are, what's going on, so that God can begin to get glory and begin to work out the issues of your life. One of the ways that we are honest with ourselves is to pray specifically about things that we are experiencing or feeling. to specifically
pray about how we feel about what's going on around us, and not pretend, not put up myths and barriers as if God
doesn't know the
truth about us.
And too often we pray or not pray because we don't approach it from the place that God already knows the truth. And so there's no reason to pretend. There's no reason to lie and to hide. And so I want to encourage us to just be honest with God about where we are and about what God needs him to do. So as we go into this weekend, I want you to prepare your hearts to receive the word of the Lord, to receive and to grow in a relationship. And that means that we have to stop pretending and start being truthful about where we are and who we are. Father, we need you. We cannot do it without you. We don't know how to make it without you. We don't know how to be truthful without you. And so, God, I'm praying for every person that's on this call and those who will listen to this call over this weekend, that, Lord, we will just recognize our need to be truthful, our need to tell you about where we are and how we feel and what's going on inside of us, and not pretending to be someone or somewhere that we are not. Lord God, I pray that you would help us to step into this safe place where we can be honest, because we recognize that we're not truthful anywhere that we don't feel safe. We don't tell the truth if we don't feel safe. So that you would help us to recognize that we are safe in your arms and that we can be honest with you and it won't offend you or hurt you, but it will you will use it to help us get better and to be stronger. So God, as we go into this weekend, we go into this weekend with truth. We go into this weekend praying and reading scripture and doing devotions and understanding who we are and where we need to be and what you are calling us to do. And we thank you for it because we're getting free so that we can be better for you in the name of Jesus. Bless our time, bless our work, bless our energies, bless the things that we will do and the work that we will put before you, and help us as we grow this weekend to become the people that you're calling us to be. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Protect us and keep us. This is our prayer. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget, this Sunday, you want to be there. It's going to be a blessing to so many. Invite somebody. Bring somebody with you who is in relationship or who's looking to build relationship, not just with others, but with God as well. All right? Love you. Bye.